Mickey, my count to three, you pick up the plate. One, two, three. Oops, busted.
Okay, you little brownie nabber, hand over the baked goods.
You heard the man. Thank you, awesome.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Cool, look at this. I didn't cancel a stamp. Got myself a freebie. Hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm gonna use this stamp again. It's called saving 29 cents. Or in your language, half an almond joy.
Hey, DJ, talk to your uncle before he ends up in an episode of America's Most Wanted. He's trying to cheat the U.S. Postal Service.
I'm not cheating.
Oh, correction. Stealing.
All right, fine, fine. You want the stamp? Here. Here's a stupid stamp. There you go.
I'd love to stay in chat, but my SATs are tomorrow, remember? The test that determines what college I get into. If I don't nail this, I'm not going to go to Stanford.
Hey, Kimmy, where are you applying? Clown College?
Well, I do have an in. My Uncle Gibbo's the dean.
Why am I not surprised?
We have to study.
Hey, Jess, look what I made. This potato kind of looks like Joe Pesci.
Funny.
Okay, funny like what? Like I amuse you? Something like a French fry? Like, okay, all right, okay, like what, huh?
Joey, I have one word for you. Dating.
What are you looking at? You looking at me? I'm looking back at you, you little spud head.
Mind. I'm trying to study. Hey, we can learn a lot from Vanna. She knows where every letter on that board is. Kimmy, look at this practice test. I have to raise my score 150 points if I'm gonna get into Stanford.
Safety ranger and deputies coming through.
Michelle, what are you doing?
It's safety week at school. My deputies are helping me look for violations. What is this?
It's mine, Squirt. What's it do you?
Clothes on a lamp can cause a fire. I'm giving you a ticket. Deputy, do your duty.
Michelle, I really don't have time for this.
There's always time for safety.
Well, for your own safety, get out. Come on, guys, let's go.
Well, okay, on Friday's show, we can either do our remote from the opening of the new highway or the unveiling of the world's largest chocolate bunny.
Well, Becca, we really have no choice. Wake Up San Francisco has a certain reputation to uphold.
You're right.
Bunny.
Highway. Danny, the new highway is an engineering miracle. How can you compare that to an oversized chocolate rodent?
They promised they'd give us the ears. The PJ, Becky and I need some help. We can't decide what to do on Friday's show.
Why don't you do it about a high school junior who flunks her SATs and ends up as a pathetic drain on society?
Too late, Deej. My brother Garth already sold his life story to hard copy. See ya.
Bye.
Hey, guys, guess what? I gotta get back to work.
But this is really important. My French teacher says I have an ear for languages.
Can you say something in French?
Le fromage est sur le nez.
What does that mean?
There's cheese on my nose.
Hey, everybody, time for dinner.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It's just something I whipped up with the aid of a little meatloaf helper.
That would be me.
Well, thanks, guys, but I'm just gonna make some tea.
Don't you want some dinner?
I'm so nervous I can't even chew.
Guys, wait a second. Come back in here and close the door. I just want to talk to you. I'm really worried about DJ and her taking this test tomorrow.
Yeah, I've never seen her this nervous.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I remember in school I had a really important track meet. And I just got totally overanxious.
What happened?
Ran the fastest sprint of my career.
What's wrong with that?
It was the high jump. Ran right into the bar. I just think, you know, I think DJ will do a lot better on this test tomorrow if we just downplay the whole thing, you know? So if it comes up at all, just say, hey, it's no big deal, it's just a test. Repeat after me, we'll all try. Ready? It's no big deal, it's just a test.
It's no big deal, it's just a test.
I think she'll buy that. I do. DJ, hold on. Why don't you sit down and eat with us?
No, Dad, really, I can't.
Come on, Deej. I made your favorite. Meatloaf and potatoes.
I'm really losing it. That potato looks like Joe Pesci.
See? Huh? See, I told you, you smart aleck wax beanhead.
Guys, really, I'm never gonna get into Stanford if I don't go study.
Sweetheart, it's no big deal. It's
just a test.
What, did you guys rehearse that?
No.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hi, Deej.
Hey, Deej, listen, I just read this article that said if you listen to Mozart, can raise your IQ by like 10 points.
Steve, she doesn't need any CDs. Look, it's no big deal.
It's just a test.
Actually, I was going to say it's simply an examination, but...
I'll get it. Yes, can I help you?
There he is. That's the beast that's been barking at my Anastasia.
Look, DJ, I swear I don't even know an Anastasia. I don't know what you're talking
about. Not you. I'm talking about that devil dog. Every time we walk by your yard, he barks.
Scared my little girl half to death.
I'm sorry, but you must be mistaken. Comet is the kindest, gentlest, most harmless dog in the world.
I am telling you, that dog's barking is ruining the neighborhood.
Look, lady, nobody in this family barks.
Well, now we see where he gets it.
Deej, you gotta calm down.
Well, this test is driving me crazy.
I know, look, I know it's a lot of pressure on you. But don't worry about it. I mean, hey, I'll still love you, even if the only thing you get right's your name.
Maybe I should write it on my hand just in case. Michelle, what are you doing?
Safety violation.
What? What happened? What did I do?
Sleeping too close to a pencil. You can poke an eye out.
Michelle, I have a test tomorrow morning.
It is tomorrow morning.
It's 5 to 8? Oh, no, I overslept. I'm going to be late for my test.
And now you've heard all of the instructions and changes. Oh, it's you. The one with the mad dog.
You're giving the test?
Life's funny, isn't it?
What are these changes?
If you had been here on time, you would have heard them. You know, your entire future rests with this. It's not just a test.
Tell me about it.
I just did. Now sit down.
my slippers, Deej.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I overslept. Kimmy, what are the changes?
You may now take out your number four pencils.
Number four pencils? I thought we were supposed to use number two pencils.
Wake up and smell the changes.
To begin, everyone write your names on the answer sheet. All right, everybody, we will begin with the math section. You may take out your calculators and begin.
Hey, my calculator's gone. I must have dropped it somewhere.
Excuse me.
We are in the middle of a test.
This is an emergency. DJ, you dropped your calculator on the stairs.
Oh, great, you brought it.
I stepped on it. But I brought this. And the addition key? It doesn't work.
Leave this classroom immediately.
Oh, I got something for you, too. Look. Potato for the teacher. Looks kind of like Joe Pesci, doesn't it?
Okay.
Joe Pesci is somewhat taller. Get out.
Boy, what got into you? Somebody drop a house on your sister?
Hey, lady,
do what you want with me, but don't hurt the children. But please, do what you want with me.
No, listen, my niece ran out of the house without eating breakfast, so I brought her this breakfast burrito.
No, we can't have food in here. You're going to have
No, you don't understand. I gotta give her this breakfast burrito, lady. I mean, this is my niece. You know, I was there the day that she was born, and believe me, she was a beautiful, beautiful baby. I mean, I remember rocking her in my arms, and she's looking up at me with those big, beautiful eyes. And so I beg of you, by all that is good and all that is perfect in this world, if
Uncle Jesse, really, I'm not that hungry.
Pipe down, I'm on a roll. If I could just...
Fine. Give her the burrito.
Thank you. Here you go, Peach.
Where is that attractive hoodlum?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. DJ, can you hear me? It's me. Answer book, and I'm going to help you. The answer to number one is B.
I heard that. Close your booklet. You're out of here.
I had nothing to do with it. I don't even like breakfast burritos. I'm more of a waffle person.
Not you. I heard a man's voice. You.
I don't have a man's voice.
Cheater. Your history.
Oh, my mother's gonna kill me.
Too bad. You can forget about college, Squeaky.
The answer to number two is D.
Jess, you're cheating. I knew it. It starts with a stolen stamp and it comes to this.
Don't do it there, you idiot. I'm not cheating. I'm giving her hints. DJ, hint on number three, A.
Now that's cheating.
It's hinting.
Cheating.
Hinting.
Cheating.
Hinting.
Cheating.
Hinting.
Hinting. Hinting. Hinting. Hinting.
All right, everybody. Pencils down. Math section is over. We will now start with section two. Speed Latin.
Speed Latin? I don't even know slow Latin.
What is it now?
Bonjour! I am Pierre from the maintenance. I heard there was trouble with the wobbly chair. There it is. I'll have it fixed before you can say Chevrolet Coupe.
Steph, what are you doing here?
I'm here to help you. I've got an ear for languages.
How's your speed, lad?
Su carnivorous mortis.
What does that mean?
You're dead meat.
Ah, okey-doke. There you go. Oh, that's much better. Au revoir. Dad?
Pierre?
Wake up, San Francisco. I'm Danny Tanner.
I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
And I'm Gertrude Twitchell.
Dad, Aunt Becky, what are you doing here?
Oh, sweetheart, we're doing a little cover story on your SATs, live, up close, and personal.
No, Dad, it's just a test.
Yeah, right.
So, DJ, how is it going?
Oh, it's terrible. It's a disaster.
Ooh, this could be humiliating. Let's watch.
Pencils down, everyone. Time's up.
Time's up? I haven't even started.
Oh, stop bellyaching. It's time to grade the test.
Here now?
Yes, that's right. And here to help us is the queen of consonants, the vixen of vowels, the very beautiful and talented, Vanna White.
An honor. There's something I've always wanted to ask you. Do you get paid by the letter?
You know when they buy a vowel? That money goes to me.
Even the Y?
Sometimes.
Okay, Kimmy. It's time to grade that paper. A perfect score! Vanna, let's see what Kimmy's future holds for her.
Congratulations, Kimmy. You've won a full scholarship to Stanford University.
Whoa! Is that ironic or what?
Well, now it's time to grade DJ's paper. I can't wait to see what she got.
No, really, I don't want to.
Yes, you do. Come on in, everybody. It's time to grade DJ's paper. Yeah! Is everybody ready for the proudest moment of their lives?
Yeah!
Sure, Deej, listen, I'm there for... By God, Vanna White. Hi, Vanna.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Let me just say, I'm a huge fan of your work. In fact, your hair is the reason why I got a large screen TV.
Thank you. If my hair has made a difference in one person's life, it's all been worth it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, let me just say that you're a national treasure.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Deej, now it's time for the moment you've been waiting for your entire life. Oh, that's a shame. Deej, you got everyone wrong. You're a disgrace to the entire family. Let's see what's left of your future, honey.
C-L-O-W-N-Y.
DJ, it looks like you're going to Clown University.
Oh. Hey, Deej, here you go. That's a good look for you.
Hey, Comet, how'd you like to have DJ's room?
Oh, boy. Thanks, Dad.
Steve, you still love me, don't you?
Oh, of course I do, DJ. Oh, come on. So what if you screwed up the test? At least you spelt your name right.
Oh, not even close.
What? I wrote DJ Tanner.
Abbreviations are strictly forbidden.
Mr. Own Name? Stupid violation. Duh. Say shame, DJ.
Shame, shame, DJ.
Oh, Steven, guess who got a perfect score and their name right?
Oh, I love a girl with brains.
No!
DJ.
No. No.
Let's go, DJ.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't want to be late for your test, honey.
Dad, it was horrible. There were all kinds of changes. I had the wrong pencils. The burrito talked.
I hope this was a dream.
It was a nightmare. Dad, you wouldn't believe it. I failed my SAT and Kimmy got a perfect score.
You're right, I wouldn't believe it.
Come on, honey, we really have to go.
Dad, I can't. I can't face this test. Can you write me a note to get me out of college?
DJ, sweetheart, you really have to get going. This is a very important day for you.
But you said it was no big deal. It was just a test.
Yeah, I know I said that. I guess I just didn't mean it.
Well, then why did you say it?
Because I didn't want you to be nervous.
But that was making me more nervous.
Okay, so I guess it didn't work then.
No, not really.
I'm sorry, Deej. I was just trying to protect you. I remember in high school when I took my SATs, I was a wreck. I did the first 12 questions with an eraser.
So how'd you do?
Not bad once I turned my pencil around.
So I guess I just gotta face it, huh?
Honey, you've done everything you could do. You're prepared, you studied really hard, everybody believes in you. I think what you have to do now is just, you know, believe in yourself and do the best you can do.
Thanks, Dad.
Good morning. My name is Mrs. Moffitt, and I'll be administering this test. To begin, write your name on your answer sheet.
I'm drawing a blank.
Excuse me, are number two pencils okay?
I'm sorry, we're using number fours.
What?
I'm kidding. Relax. It's just a test.